This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
So Emmanuel, quickly, as we're talking about him, he can answer the question
man,
you just asked.
I'm just hyping him up, man.
But it's perfect. You can literally answer the question that he just asked, and that's
all right,
it.
So, bring him in right.
So Emmanuel, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Congratulations, by the way. And why don't I'll ask you, I don't know if you heard it, but what Bart asked is that, is how much different the pro game will be compared to the college game. And your coach, John Calipari, believes that you'll actually thrive just like a bit like Tyler Hero did because of the spacing aspect in the pro game. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I feel like it definitely suits me. College was good for me, but I feel like, you know, the NBA, the floor is more wide open. The three ball is getting crazy. You know, all these players get paid for being able to make shots and things like that. So I think, you know, the NBA game fits me well.
So, all right, so if I can then follow up on something that Cal also said, is that he knows it's not easy to play at Kentucky, that you go there, there's other guys that are also high school All-Americans that are high-end players, and you got to compete for playing time. And early in the season, he had you playing a much different role, not nearly as much as you did then towards the end of the season when you became SEC Player of the Year. When you look back at your experience, first year playing behind a lot of guys who are now in the NBA, and then now in your second year becoming Player of the Year, but more towards the second half of the season, your experience at Kentucky, was it something that you had to prove yourself and still do? Or do you think it got you ready, or it's getting you ready for the NBA?
Yeah, I think that's the reason why I chose Kentucky and why so many others choose Kentucky. You see the guys that are thriving in the NBA, guys like Tyler Hero just this past year, PJ Washington, even Keldon was doing good. But just, you know, going against, having to have a mindset of going against other great players every day, competing, learning from them, and just really having a culture where you have to come to practice every day like it's a game, I think is an advantage, you know, coming into the NBA.
Now, listen, Kentucky's a huge program, but not a huge city, not a huge media market, where it's, you know, media is team-friendly media. Now you come into the Mecca where everything you do is scrutinized, the bright lights. You know, what have you done, or have you thought about, you know, how you're going to handle it? You know, you think about, you know, the draft night. People are always trying to say, okay, who they could have got. You know, what's your answer to them about, you know, you coming here and what you represent?
I think, you know, New York is, I feel like, in my opinion, is kind of like Kentucky. Kentucky, I feel like, has one of the biggest media platforms. Like you said, I feel like, you know, everything's scrutinized in Kentucky, everything you do as far as being a basketball player. We're the only sports team, really big sports team in Kentucky. So I feel like coming to New York is pretty much the same thing in the fact that, you know, the fans expect greatness from day one. They expect you to work hard, come in, produce. And I feel like, you know, for me, it's just really coming in with a mindset of trying to get better each and every day, going hard each and every day, and just really trying to become the best basketball player I can be, become the best person I can be, from a day in and day out basis.
Pretty much like the same intensity it's covered with, no question, and the fan base probably just as intense as well with their players. And Knicks fans have been waiting a long time, and this is a franchise that has been patient with now building through the draft, trying to do it that way. You being one of those pieces. But one of the questions that a lot of fans have about what you're going to be at the NBA level is a very simple one, and it's, again, typical of when you come out of Kentucky. There's a lot of times where you don't really play your natural position or what you can become in the NBA. So I'll ask you the question pretty simply. Are you a combo guard? Are you a point guard? What are you, and what do you plan to be in the NBA?
For me, I feel like, you know, all my life I've played point guard, so that's what I'm most comfortable. I feel like this past year, and just the way basketball is going in general, it's multiple point guards on the floor, multiple people that can pass, dribble, and shoot. So, you know, just being able to play point guard, but also, you know, this past year being able to learn to play off the ball, being able to catch and shoot, being able to come off down screens. I feel like pick and roll was, you know, a big part of my life, and being able to create for others, that was pretty much all I knew. But now I'm able to, you know, be able to play with other great point guards and just be able to be versatile on offense and also on defense.
How much of this do you think was, you know, really Kenny Payne standing on the table for you and saying, hey, I know what this kid is capable of. He's not being utilized the way that we can utilize him here. He has a greater skill set, and he has the strength to fit in Kentucky, where here we can, you know, take the shackles off and let him kind of be free. How much of that do you think that, you know, he played a role in it, and have you had any conversations with him, you know, post kind of explaining kind of what you're getting yourself into?
Yeah, Kenny Payne, he's somebody that that I just look to, you know, almost like a father figure almost, just because, you know, he's somebody that's going to hold you accountable. He might yell at you, you know, in practice or in the game, but he'll be the first one with you in the gym that night. So he's somebody that, you know, I can, you know, always count on or off the floor. But like you said, yeah, just being able to, you know, coming into the NBA, you know, Kentucky, we don't really show, I feel like, everything that we can do because we're playing with so many great players. You got to sacrifice. But in the NBA, you know, the floor is, you know, a lot more space. The game's faster, more possessions. So just being able to show everything I can do, I'm really looking forward to it.
You're a gym rat, aren't you? Is that what you'd
Absolutely,
say? Would you
no
call
question.
Yourself that? Yeah. Yeah. From what I've read about you, that's what it sounds like. You're the guy. You're a guy that it takes to get him out of the gym. You live for it. You want to be there. You live for the work. Is that accurate about who you are? Have you been like that your whole life?
Absolutely. I was trying to work out draft day. I was trying to get one or two workouts draft day. My agency was just like, bro, I'm not letting you go to the draft. So, I mean, I'm not letting you go to the gym. So, yeah, I'm somebody who's just trying to get better, you know, any way I can, because I know that's the only way that you can reach your expectation is to trust God and put in the work.
What would you say is your best attribute as a basketball player? The one thing that when you walk in the gym, you look around and feel, I'm as good as anybody at this. What is it?
Shooting is definitely one, and I feel like I'm as competitive as anybody.
But you know what we say around here is that anybody can shoot. We need makers.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's Kenny Payne always says.
It does, right? Like that's what Mike D'Antoni saying, and it's something we say all the time here, because one of the things that the Knicks have lacked over the years, for the last couple of years anyway, is guys that can put it in the basket, and that's something that fans certainly would want to relate to right away. Another question for you is another simple one. How far back do you go? Because this is a very long process. I'm sure it was a weird one to wait this long to be drafted since your last game. It's a different season for everybody. But how far back do you go? Because draft night, the Knicks had a pick at, 27, then traded up, then traded back, and took you at 25. A lot of movement was going on. How far back do you go where you said or you felt like the Knicks were targeting you with that second pick? Or was it a surprise?
I knew, you know, I had a really good relationship with the GM and with everybody that was on my call for the Zoom call. So, you know, I knew it was a real possibility. And honestly, I pretty much figured I was going to be a first round pick whether the Knicks took me. But when they had started, you know, making trades and stuff, and then my agent was telling me that it could be a real possibility, you'll be in New York. So that draft day, you know, it had, you know, when they picked me, that's when I knew it was real.
Now, have you looked at the roster? And I know sometimes when I got in the league, I was looking at the roster about who I'll be working with, who I'm competing against. You know, what do you think when you see Obi Toppin? How do you think you guys can play well off each other? You talking about that pick and roll, knowing that he plays above the rim, knowing that you can, you know, you can shoot, he can shoot, he can pick and roll, he can pick and pop. You know, have you start thinking about that? And are you excited to kind of reach out to him and maybe start working out together, starting to get some chemistry?
Yeah, actually, just see him today. He was, we were both getting our COVID test, so I just got to see him today. He texted me a little bit, you know, the day after we got drafted. So, you know, I'm really excited to play with somebody that's that athletic, that great, you know, of a basketball player. So it should be a lot of fun.
It's amazing what the Knicks did right with this draft. Think about it. He's the National Player of the Year. You're the SEC Player of the Year. And they also pick up Miles Powell, who's the Big East Player of the Year, after the draft. So you see the trend there. Alf is walking in the gym, and something, again, like I told you, I think Knicks fans are looking for that, looking for somebody to come in with a little bit of swagger and a little bit of confidence to try to turn the tide here. The last question I have for you is simply that. This is a team. It's going to be very young still. The core of this team is going to be very young. Do you look forward to being part of, do you feel like you and Obi and R.J. Barrett and Mitchell Robinson, you think of this group, do you already start to think about what you can be in a couple of years?
Absolutely. You know, you gotta set goals, especially as a team. You gotta set goals. Individually, I set goals and things like that. But I think the biggest thing is just taking it, you know, day by day. You know, in order to reach your goals, you got to make sure that you have daily goals and what you're going to do to try to get better each and every day to eventually achieve those big goals that are down the road, playoffs and trying to win championships and things like that. So it's just a daily grind to, you know, embrace the process and try to get better.
Are you in New York now?
Yes, sir.
So you're probably already trying to get the key card to the gym, aren't you?
Man, I done called every coach, called the training staff. That's why I was getting a COVID test this morning at 9 a.m. so that I can be able to get into the gym tomorrow.
All the ballers play at Lifetime in New York on 42nd Street, man. But I tell you what, tell Obi don't take you to the Heights, man. It's a black hole.
Okay.
Stay away from the Heights, man.
If you want the warnings, Bart's the guy to give them to you.
It's a lot of work over there, man. It ain't Kentucky, trust me.
Just stay focused. That's all we care about here. Manuel, thanks so much for a few minutes. We hope to catch up with you again. All the best and congratulations.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.